"Now, boys, what shall we do?" I asked, addressing a thoughtful conclave of seven assembled in our barn one dismal rainy afternoon. "Let's have a theater," suggested Benny Wallace. "The very thing. But where?" The loft of the stable was ready to burst with hay provided for Gypsy, but the long room over the carriage house was unoccupied, the place of all places. My managerial eye saw at a glance its capabilities for a theater. I had been to the play a great many times in New Orleans, and was wise in matters pertaining to the drama. So here in due time was set up some extraordinary scenery of my own painting. The curtain, I recollect, though it worked smoothly enough on other occasions, invariably hitched during the performances. The theater, however, was a success, as far as it went. I retired from the business with no fewer than 1,500 pins. After deducting the headless, the pointless, and the crooked pins with which our doorkeeper frequently got stuck, from first to last, we took in a great deal of this counterfeit money. The price of admission to the Rivermouth Theater was 20 pins. I played all the principal characters myself. Not that I was a finer actor than the other boys, but because I owned the establishment.